Chapter 1. A Stranger Arrives. The air was dry and cold near the small town of Puente Antiguo, New Mexico. Darcy Lewis sat in the driver's seat of an old van full of expensive scientific equipment. She was a college student working with scientist Jane Foster. Another scientist, Dr. Eric Selvig, sat in the passenger seat. In the back of the van, Jane opened the roof and climbed onto it. Selvig followed her, and they looked up into the darkness. "So, what exactly are we looking for?" Selvig asked. He was a friend of Jane's father and knew her well. "Why did you ask me to join you here in New Mexico?"
"I told you. Something strange is happening in the night sky, and I need your help," Jane replied. "It's a little different each time. Once it was a pool of stars in a corner of the sky. But last week it was a rainbow."
A noise from her computer stopped her.
"Wait for it," she said excitedly.
Nothing happened. The sky above them stayed calm and black. Darcy put her head out of the window and looked up at Jane.
"Can I turn on the radio?" she asked.
She sounded bored.
"No,"
Jane replied angrily. She and Selvig climbed back inside the van.
"I don't understand," she said.
She opened a small book and looked at her notes. She always carried this notebook. Inside it was her life's work.
"These changes have happened many times, always at night, Eric."
She checked her computer. With her eyes on her computer, she didn't notice the strange clouds in the sky. All the colors of the rainbow. They came out of nowhere. But Darcy saw them.
"Jane," she said over her shoulder, "you need to see this."
"What?"
Jane shouted. The van started to shake. Jane lifted her head and looked through the front window. The stars seemed to be falling from the sky and grouping into a big cloud. The colored lights were stronger now. The winds grew stronger, too. Then, at the center of the stars, a dark cloud began to turn faster and faster. The strange rainbow light grew brighter, and something fell to earth from the sky. They couldn't see it clearly, but they heard it hit the ground.
"Closer, go!"
Jane shouted to Darcy. Lightning hit the ground near them, and the van shook on its wheels. Darcy screamed.
"That's enough!" she cried. "I'm done. I'm not dying to pass my college course."
She tried to turn the van toward home, but Jane reached for the wheel. Suddenly, the van's headlights lit up something in front of them, and a large man walked out of the storm and into their path. His eyes were shut, so he couldn't see their van. Pulling at the wheel, Jane tried to drive around him, but she was too late, and bam, the van knocked him down. The vehicle stopped. There was silence as Jane, Darcy, and Selvig looked at the body on the ground in front of them. Then they all jumped out. Jane ran to the man. Was he alive? He was very handsome, with long, fair hair. His face was beautiful. His chest and shoulders were wide and strong.
"Is this guy famous?" she thought.
"This is going to get me in so much trouble."
"Please don't be dead, big man," she said.
Then she turned to Selvig and Darcy.
"Where did he come from?" she asked.